Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
So how many of you work in a toxic work environment? A lot of you, because I hear from you. It's been one of my biggest podcast topics ever. Downloaded, I don't even know how many times, because you're looking for help from toxic people and environments. You don't know how to handle these things. Well, one thing you can do regarding toxic hair is to check out Ovation Hair at ovationhair.com. They're having a 20% off site-wide sale right now for the holidays. Speaking of toxicity, do you realize how many toxins actually make their way through your skin and your scalp? One of the reasons why I love this product is because it's paraben and sulfate free. And I only have to use it 2 to 3 times per week to help improve the strength and the health of my hair. And I'm a single woman, so my healthy hair is really important. So you can like run your fingers through it and stuff, right? No straw hair, no dry hair. It remedies all of that. And for those of you who don't know what the heck kind of hair you have, you can go and take a hair test at ovationhair.com. And within 3 minutes, you're going to know exactly which product you need. Okay, hair is important. Even for you dudes, we have not forgotten you either. We've got holiday gift sets that are on sale for $59.95. For $59.95, while supplies last, which is over $140 value, you're going to get 12 ounces of Cell Therapy System available in color protection, moisture, curl, volume and balance shampoo, Cell Therapy and conditioner, which is perfect for every hair type. It also includes a leave-in detangler spray to unlock knots and boost shine, and the intensive repair hair mask, which is very important, ladies, to restore moisture for even deeper conditioning. So, again, check it out, ovationhair.com, 20% off site-wide. Don't forget, for your discount, make sure you use the promo code Monica. Back to toxic people at the water cooler. They are rampant.
This is Jim Ryan. Much of the toxicity found in the office, according to the Society for Human Resource Management, relates to conversations once considered taboo.
Historically, the things you don't talk about at work, religion, race, politics, right? You just don't talk about them.
The Society's Johnny Taylor says politics is edging out other topics as a source of friction, with a third of workers saying,
"My workplace is not inclusive of people with different political perspectives."
He urges managers not to forbid political conversations, but to encourage civility to avoid conflict that can cut into productivity.
I absolutely agree with that. Now, most of you know, I am a conservative. And what the place from which I speak and I minister is going, and this requires ministry. You know I'm right. Okay, this requires a whole lot of Jesus for those of y'all in the South. Okay, this requires great restraint. Okay, historically speaking, between me and my friends, and a dude I've dated who is an abject liberal, when I don't want to talk about politics as a conservative, I just don't talk about politics, and I kindly bow out of the conversation. I try to also redirect the conversation because I'm an adult, and my ultimate goal is to connect with the person with whom I'm sitting across from, or, you know, especially at work, right? Because we are there for one reason, and that is to be productive. So I keep my reason in front of me. I keep the reason for the season in front of me every day that I come into work. And I, even though I'm a commentator, I'm surrounded by personalities and commentators. We all have our own opinions. And I work with a group of journalists as well. And so I'm very careful not to engage in provocative conversation. And I hear some of it around my workplace, and I simply don't engage. That is my prerogative. I also know that there are certain people of a certain political persuasion who are just hell-bent on sinking their teeth into something and not letting it out because they want to be vindicated and validated and otherwise self-esteemed for their ideas, right? They want someone to listen to them, especially whenever you're held hostage for 8 hours in the workplace because they know there's no escape. I'm going to tell you something.
the majority of our HR department handbooks are geared toward the PC culture of hurt feelings, don't tread on me, you know, he said this, or he said, she said, ma'am, my God, I had a caller call in a few weeks ago on my live radio show on 95.5 FM WSB Radio. Every Sunday from 12 to 2, this lady calls in and tells me that her son is like, he was almost fired. He was reprimanded. He was written up. He would have been fired had he referred to his colleague as ma'am one more time because she was so offended by that. He's from the South. That's what we do. It's polite. It's actually considered a term of endearment, right? So the world is nuts. So here's my clarion call to conservatives, or for those of you who might be liberal and maybe you are being hounded by a conservative. I don't know. Maybe, who knows? I will say this about that. The slant is normally going to be against conservatives, and you're dragged into your HR departments because that's the sandbox of the principal's office nowadays. And I think the HR department and I think you corporate heads are doing a huge disservice to us as a nation by allowing this crap to go on in your companies. Either you set the standard of just shut up about politics when you're in the workplace. It is forbidden speech, even though we all know we have a right to free speech. But this is how we're going to conduct ourselves in the workplace. No race conversation, no sexuality, no politics. Period. End of story. Bottom line is why we're here. Productivity. That's it at the end of the day. Or you conservatives need to start marching your happy butts into your HR departments whenever you've been ostracized, alienated, or otherwise offended by your coworkers because of these conversations. It works both ways. It might not be who you are to go tattle, but there's no reason for you to go home with an ulcer taking it out on your children and your wife or your husband. There's no reason for you to hit the bottle on your way home or once you get home. Or to pop antacids all night because you're so damn stressed out because of your job, because people won't leave you alone about things that they have no business talking about in the workplace. So I want to encourage you to pull up your big girl panties, your big boy underoos, and walk your butts right into those HR departments that are there for exactly this, to say, I'm being alienated in the job place. It is unacceptable. You've made a way for one side of the aisle to come and report it, and now I'm here because this is unacceptable, and I need you to step in and do the right thing. It works on both sides of the fence. All right, there's your admonition for the day. So don't forget, check out ovationhair.com, 20% off site-wide. Sign up for my newsletters at monicamatthews.com. Email me, monica@monicamatthews.com, with Dear Monica issues. You know you got plenty of them. We all do. And I love, love, love to hear from you. Twitter. Monica On Air Talk, late night pillow talk conversations. You can see my illustrious hair on Twitter, or I'm just looking like a hot mess. Oh, God, be kind to yourselves. Be kind to others, beginning in your own mirror, even the people you don't agree with, and especially them. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.